This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Visitors to L.A., they can cruise Rodeo Drive. They can take a tour of Universal Studios, Disneyland, whatever. Or, you know, they could just take a bus to the landfill. Really, one of the country's biggest landfills, Puente Hills, it's just outside L.A., was the destination for a special bus tour last Friday.
Really special. This is a huge site. It's state-of-the-art. Well, state of the industry anyway. The excursion was organized by the Center for Land Use Interpretation, or CLUI.
CLUI, that's an offbeat nonprofit devoted to land use interpretation. Matthew Brunwasser caught a ride, and he has our report.
Garbage is the effluent of our consumption. That's one of the messages of the exhibit, Post-Consumed, a Landscape of Waste in Los Angeles, at CLUI's Culver City Gallery. It's 8:30 in the morning, and Heidi DeVries is waiting for the bus tour, which is part of this exhibition. She's looking at photos of different stages of the waste stream.
We consume so much stuff, and we don't even think of where it goes after we throw it in the garbage.
To take this trip to the dump, DeVries took the day off work and flew here from her home in Berkeley, 400 miles away. She says she finds inspiration and genius in CLUI's presentations of landscape issues. But, she admits, she's also excited about getting up close to trash.
Yeah, I'd love to see the interior of, like, how they sort through garbage, just what goes on. So I have a lot of curiosity, and that's what I'd like to have some of that sated today.
Karen Hobart, H-O-B-E-R-T.
I'm Christine.
CLUI doesn't do bus tours very often and never does one the same way twice. CLUI has offices and field stations around the country, producing exhibitions and publications, and compiles a land use database. Matthew Coolidge, the founder and director of CLUI, leads the tour. He wants to help people reach their own conclusions.
Part of the purpose of this program is to get people to look at their waste in a very, well, more than just a Freudian sense, to actually kind of consider the effects of our actions and work them into the equation.
Like archaeologists in the field, our first contact with trash is the transfer station for LA City Waste. The group gets a view of the huge space from the viewing gallery above. Equipment supervisor Gregory Carter explains.
We can take up to 4,000 tons of trash a day. That's all the trash in LA City.
Bulldozers push the messy piles into open pits in the middle of the floor, where 40-ton trailer trucks are waiting to take the trash to the landfill. DeVries is fascinated by the scene.
This is awesome, despite the smell.
The bus then heads to Puente Hills, where field engineer Ted Broder gets on. He says landfills are totally different from the dumps of the past. Dumps are stinky and unregulated mountains of trash, while this landfill is covered with earth daily and monitored for pollution by 7 government agencies. Vermin can't survive here, he says, due to the constant compacting of the trash.
And so we put radio transmitters on some rats to prove that they don't last. And so we put them on, and 3 of them didn't make it an hour. The 4th one didn't make it today.
The group files outside, and DeVries is awed by the scale of the place. It has the capacity to take 13,000 tons of trash daily. That's a football field stacked 20 feet high, or enough trash to fill the Rose Bowl in 13 days.
I'm kind of blown away by the sheer volume of what we're standing on right now. There's a hole to our left that goes, 100 feet down, and that's all going to be filled with garbage at some point. It kind of makes me never want to throw anything away ever again.
DeVries is also surprised by the orderliness and the lack of smells.
This is very well engineered and really impressive. There are separate areas for every little thing that goes on. The trucks all know where they're going. It's much different than what I was picturing.
The last stop offers a moment of rumination on the ridge above Puente Hills, overlooking both the landfill and Rose Hills, an enormous cemetery. Back in the exhibit hall at the end of the trip, DeVries says the experience has given her fresh perspective. Not just about the landscape, but about her life.
I work as an advertising producer, and we basically try to get people to consume things, to buy things. And while I was standing there on top of the ridge, I was thinking about, wow, and it's all going to end up here, basically. It was just a lot of food for thought.
Next month, Post-Consumed will be one of several exhibits representing the United States at the International Biennale in Venice, Italy. And a new exhibit on oil will open in Houston in January. Immune to the often heated tone of environmental debate, CLUI continues on its mission, not to advocate, but to help interpret the culture of land use. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Brunwasser.